This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Mitch Grajeda.
With us again, Dan Kraft, who is special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Hey, guys.
Let's see. The 11th is coming up, November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there's a special project or a special, you know, preview item that you're going to have in the paper anytime soon.
Well, there's supposedly sort of a big deal going on up in Bentonville that day.
I have heard of this. Yes.
I have not. You must tell me about this.
This is something more than a collection of finger paintings, apparently.
Yeah.
This is the opening day of the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, Alice Walton's brainchild.
I have been trying to think of what has been a more anticipated opening. XNA, but I don't think that comes close to it.
Mm.
No, I think the only one that might stack up against it would be Razorback football season.
Yeah, but that happens every year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
And in spite of how much money it brings in, I think this one's worth more.
Yes. So what kind of coverage will you have?
Actually, we'll be doing sort of a collaboration. As you know, we work with the Democrat Gazette and the four local dailies here. There'll be some local prep coverage on our front pages. The Democrat will also have some latest news, but there will also be a special, I believe, 32 pages at this point worth of special pull-out section.
Hmm.
All of it about Crystal Bridges. Everything you ever wanted to know, and then some.
Well, it's not just art that's at Crystal Bridges, of course. There are trails.
And there's a story just about the trail network and how it ties into everything else. The building itself, obviously, is a very unique design. It also brings up some unique security concerns. We've got stories about both of those.
Oh, that's cool. I hadn't thought about that.
It's packaged. Some of this is info that we'd already seen that had been released. Obviously, we knew Miss Walton was buying quite a few paintings back in the day, but there's a sort of an update on where the collection is, where the funding has come from, and what we might see in the future. Some reaction from other museums and local types who might want to partner with them, like the UA.
Mm-hmm.
And a look at Alice Walton and the entire Walton family's past charity work, their ongoing dedication of money to the museum, etc.
Don't you think this is an example of where newspapers can shine?
We can put a lot more in a special section than TV can in a 30-second spot, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the budget I'm laying out in front of me that just lists everything we're going to do spans 3 pages. So, yeah, it's a lot of information.
So when will we see this information?
This will all be out Sunday.
All right.
Special section.
I'm excited. Gives you a week to read all of that.
You'll need it.
And I don't know if you have been to the trails. Have you, Antoinette?
I was there a long time ago, like at the lookout, out to the lookout to mm-hmm. kind of see when they're still building. That was still in the construction phase, so it's been a long time.
I've not put boots on the ground out there, although a couple of our folks have.
You know, because there's not just art inside. There is art along the trails.
Oh, really?
And there is one that's called The Place Where They Cried, which was Pat Carr. And if you get a chance, you should see this.
This is the water feature, I believe.
Well, this goes across a creek, and it's a sculpture. And it is – I don't want to spoil it, but it's something.
Cool.
So, okay. Everything you want to know about Crystal Bridges.
And then about 20 more pages.
Okay. Sunday.
Very good.
Thank you,
Dan. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.